Welcome to the Back in Time podcast with Kyle and JD, where every week we jump into our DeLorean, cruise to 88 miles per hour, and travel back in time to review our favorite films from all genres and bring you celebrity interviews every single week.
Very good, Lewis. Short but pointless.
Pizza Dude's got 30 seconds.
You want me to yank you out of that seat and shake it out of you?
I don't have it. Screws fall out all the time. The world's an imperfect place.
And now, here is your host, Kyle Autry, and his co-host, JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how are you today?
Dude, I have so many mosquito bites on my ankles and my calves and my knees. Like, I hate the great outdoors.
You know what really chaps my ass about you? You guys know what this guy wanted for dinner? Hot dogs.
You're
no co-host of mine is going to eat hot dogs around here. You know what those are made of, don't you, JD? Lips and assholes.
There it is.
Well, you guys are listening to the teaser trailer episode, and we're discussing the 1988 comedy film, The Great Outdoors. JD, this is like one of my bucket list items. I think it was one of the first ones we made that I put down on our master list way back in 2017 when we started the podcast. And here we are in July of 2019, and it's finally here, man. I can't believe it. I'm excited.
I'm happy that you were able to polish your knob and get us here.
Polishing away, man. Just
ooh, yeah. I don't like that noise. Nope, stop making that noise.
Nope. Rid it. Polishing that knob. Now, JD, what's some of your first memories of watching The Great Outdoors?
Blech. I'm sorry, I'm still barfing at the thought of you sitting there across on Skype polishing your... Gosh, I'm going to be straight up. I don't think I saw The Great Outdoors until high school.
High school, okay. So yeah, you came into it late. Do you have any reason on why or how it kind of slipped to your eyes for so many years?
Again, you know, when it comes to like my movie catalog of what I've seen, it was all based on what my grandfather rented on Friday and Saturday nights. And it's just for whatever reason was not one under his radar. And I mean, Dan Aykroyd in this movie comes from Chicago, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
To go to the Great Outdoors. So it should have been like, should have been right up Grandpa Louis Franciosi's his breadbasket, but no, it wasn't. And I remember sitting down and catching this on HBO one time in high school and being like, holy cow, this is freaking awesome.
Yes. Yeah, it's one of my, and funny enough, like your grandpa didn't show it to you. This was my grandpa's like favorite movie. We watched this thing so many times. I think we actually had to buy a second VHS of this because we wore the other one out.
That's what she said.
Yeah, well, he would not have said that. He was a very Christian man. And also a
wistful,
bit of a badass.
Very wistful.
He was a badass, man. My dad's told me stories, and my mom as well, that he went to the war and like liberated one of the concentration camps and then stood guard at the Nuremberg trials. He's a real badass. But apparently, like, he would go out drinking and would get in, like, these massive bar fights.
Yeah, that sounds like my... I think that's... my grandfather... I'm not trying to do one of those one-up things.
No, go ahead.
But no, my grandfather was the same exact way. And when he served in Korea...
Yeah.
He was not in WW2. But he told a story one time that he was in California after they just got back from leave, and a bunch of, well, non-white people tried to sell him life insurance.
Okay.
And the way that he tells the story is he goes, well, you know, we throw those sons of bitches down the stairs and then beat the shit out of them. Like, and you tell me to be polite to people. The stories that the greatest generation tell.
Yeah, so apparently there was a guy in town, and this has to be like a movie character name at some point, but my dad said the guy's name was Johnny McMeans. And he was like the biggest badass in town. And after my grandpa passed, he ran into him. He goes, hey, did I ever tell you the story about the time your grandpa almost killed these guys at the bar? My dad's like, no. He's like, yeah, well, apparently they were messing with him. And he just had enough. So he throws down his glass and he pulls out a knife from his pocket, slams all three of the guys up against the wall. And then the bartender's like, now, Gene, you don't want to get arrested now, do you? And he goes, I don't know what I'm going to do, but one of these sons of bitches is getting cut. I ain't decided which one yet.
Oh, jeez. That's a mean son of a bitch. Yeah. That's a Jake the Snake Roberts right there.
So even old Johnny McMeans wanted no part of Grandpa Peep, as we called him. I had no idea. He was like the nicest guy ever when I was born, but you know, he was in his 60s by then.
Well, so. And to quote Fight Club, our generation has not had its great war, so we just don't understand.
We're a little soft. A little soft everywhere. A little soft in the tummy, a little soft when it comes to fighting. Yeah, we're a little bit everywhere. But let's get to the reason we're here, man. Let's get into some great outdoors here and fire up the trailer. And if you're by a computer, go ahead and pull up YouTube and just type in The Great Outdoors Trailer. You'll be looking for the one titled The Great Outdoors Trailer, uploaded by The Great Outdoors Trailer, with 84,000 views on it. And I will give a countdown. We'll watch this thing together. JD, are you ready?
So ready. So jacked. So ready to explode.
Please don't let us down here. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, click.
Is Chet.
You remember me, Chet Ripley?
How you doing?
This is his family.
You can run around here naked as a bear and not worry about running into anybody.
This is Roman.
What a gas.
This is his family.
I'm waiting for the heads to rotate around and vomit pea soup.
They're about to spend 1 week together in the great outdoors.
We weren't invited.
They'll be tickled to death to see us.
Who invited them anyway?
But this is no holiday.
The man is an ass!
This is war.
Fell out of the sky, landed on your face, and started to wiggle.
Are you gonna argue, or are you gonna enjoy yourself?
Dan Aykroyd. John Candy. The Great Outdoors. Outdoor fun for the whole family.
That had to hurt.
All right, JD, start us off. What do you think?
So this is a John Hughes film.
It is. I don't think it's directed by him, but it's a John Hughes-written film.
Written by him, yeah.
I'll double-check, sure.
No, it's definitely written by him. It's a John Hughes film. I feel like this is kind of mine and your relationship in a nutshell.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a John Candy.
Yeah, thanks, asshole.
And I love you for it. And I'm the asshole. I'm the Dan Aykroyd.
You totally are, though. We fit these roles. Like, I could totally see you smarting off, and then you turn around, I grab the spatula, and I'm like...
Yeah, and then you go, you flip the burgers, and then I go buy the better bison burgers.
Right. And then run a speedboat when I want a pontoon. Come on. God, this trailer was effing awesome, though, wasn't it?
It was so...
God, I was dying. My face hurts from smiling.
Oh, I'm so excited about watching this movie. It's been probably a good 4 or 5 years since I last saw this movie. And it's... After I initially watched it in high school, I watched it in college, post-college. It just... It always comes up, and I always watch it. And I never thought about it containing... the characters to be Kyle and JD, but I really think that this is kind of our swan song of our podcast of who each of us are.
Right. We should almost change the name to The Great Outdoor Podcast with Kyle and JD.
Gosh.
The poster alone for this is going to be amazing. So if you're listening to this now, go ahead and get on our Twitter or Instagram and check out the Photoshopped poster that I put together on here, because I can guarantee you, even though I haven't made it yet, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be fantastic. And yes, I love how good you are with the fact that we fit the roles. I can't stop laughing at just the fact of watching you getting just knocked down, the door slamming yes. on you as the bear just crawls into the cabin, and me just being like, fantastic, see y'all later.
Can I just add, you know, from a creative standpoint, I think the music choice is perfect for this trailer. And then I love the fact that they cut in at the end of the movie, there's a dance scene, and they kind of weave that in at the beginning and at the end, and it just goes perfect with this trailer. And it like builds the momentum up too.
Ladies, gentlemen, if you listen to this episode, watch the trailer. It's effing fantastic.
Yes. All right. I'm
so excited.
This might be the most excited we've ever been for a trailer. But let's get into some of the numbers here, man. So The Great Outdoors debuted at the box office on June 17th, 1988. The film was distributed by Universal with a runtime of 91 minutes and a production budget of $24 million. Opening weekend, The Great Outdoors was number 3 at the box office, bringing in $6.1 million. And they would stay at number 3 and bring in another $6.1 million, which brought their 10-day total to $15.8 million. JD, what do you think of the first 10 days here?
Everything said and considered, I'm very proud of them for that. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I do not think the schoolyard effect is in play.
And you would actually be correct. So the film would stay in the top 10 for 4 weeks. Made good money for 4 weeks, and domestically, their total was $41,455,320, and then tack on another $2 million with international, and their overall was about $43.5 million. So they doubled back their money. Pretty good.
Can you imagine anybody internationally? Like, what international country is watching The Great Outdoors?
I would assume the Canadians.
I was going to say Canada.
Yeah, because Aykroyd and Candy are both Canadian.
I can't imagine this being a big movie in Japan.
No, I don't see that working either. Let's talk a little bit about the top 10 movies of that week, June 17th, 1988. The number one movie that week, which I don't even know if I know this movie. I might have to look it up. But also debuted the same week as Great Outdoors was a movie called Red Heat. Are you familiar with Red Heat at all?
Does that star Wesley Snipes?
It's actually Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jim Belushi.
Oh, then I have no clue.
Wow, that's a movie that definitely flew under my radar. It's is it a comedy? Gosh, I don't know. Tweet at us at Back in Time Pod. If you guys have watched Red Heat and you're a fan of this action comedy crime movie, let us know. Is it worth us checking out on the podcast? That might be a good poll topic. Number two movie that week was Big. Number three, The Great Outdoors. Number four, Crocodile Dundee Part 2. Number five, Big Business. Number six, Bull Durham. Number seven, Willow. Number eight, Funny Farm. Number nine, Rambo 3. And number 10, The Presidio. So, JD, any standouts here in the top 10?
Jeez, like all of them outside of Red Heat are like massive standouts.
What the hell? Very strange.
What were you all doing in 1988?
Yeah, The Presidio is a looks like a series of murders for a commanding officer. Sean Connery movie.
Maybe that's Meg where Ryan. I'm getting SC from.
Who am Mark Harmon?
Mark Harmon in this movie, ladies and gentlemen. It's number 10.
Go ahead, say your line. It's my favorite part.
What's my line?
Oh, you know what it is. The Bond line.
Money pushy.
There it is. Yes.
it's like I don't know what you're getting at, but I know what the Bond line means.
Yeah, Big is definitely going to be on our list as well. I am a big fan of Big. And then I'm also going to throw out, I mean, I got to imagine at some point we're going to get to the Rambo movies.
We have to. We have to.
We haven't done it yet. That's strange. There's so many good movies that haven't come up yet. Let's go ahead and let's get into the critic and audience response here. So as usual, we'll use Rotten Tomatoes to kind of gauge it here. But how do you think the critics receive The Great Outdoors?
First of all, I want to say that they probably hit it with the schlock hammer.
Okay.
And, you know, you have John Candy, and he has his shtick. You have Dan Aykroyd, he has his shtick. And you've got this forced relationship between the families and the cousins and the lake and, you know, the Roman one, Illinois license plate. All of that going on. You can't deny that there's some sort of animal magnetism about this movie. Literally, a bear just strikes. It's funny. It's thrilling. It's fantastic. I'm going to say 66.
Okay. I wish it was as good as 66. It was only 40%.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. That's a bummer.
That's like my worst guess ever.
But I can't blame you, though, because I don't know how you watch this 40? Movie. Okay, so let's hear what they actually had to say.
What movie were they watching that they gave it 40?
I mean, if we go all the way back to, like, episode 4 or 5, we did Tommy Boy, and Roger Ebert called it the worst movie he's ever seen. Didn't laugh one time. So, I mean, I don't know what they see sometimes, but and this won't be a traditional review because there actually weren't any posted on Rotten Tomatoes. I have a couple that I found on Wikipedia. So not there's a Michael Scott joke in there, but I'm going to hold off for now. So Janet Maslin of the New York Times reported that the film did not have enough collective energy to light a campfire.
Oh, screw her. Yeah, just seriously. Don't even say no more. Say no more. She needs to rewatch. Her review is just garbage. That's okay. My toilet paper for when I poop later.
Kevin Thomas of the LA Times called the film a crass blah comedy about summer vacation perils and said he was surprised the film got made at all. He described the end credit sequence where Aykroyd and Candy danced the Wilson Pickett's Land of a Thousand Dances as the only genuine fun and energy in the entire film.
So dude has never, ever been to a lake in the Midwest.
Nope,
I get it.
Never been there.
You've never experienced going to Indiana or Iowa or Wisconsin.
No. And it's hard to rip on these people because this was 30-something years ago. Yeah, without a doubt, Kevin Thomas, pretentious LA dude that probably rode around on a scooter and bought $4 coffees.
Yeah, dude needs to visit Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yep, get yourself some wildlife, folks. That's why you don't connect with the audience, because the audience did not agree with that 40%, and they came in with a solid 70 on the audience side. So your actual guess was pretty close if we take it for the audience response.
I accept.
I'll take that for a buck. Now, what are you looking forward to most when we introduce Mr. Thick Dick to Mr. Urinal Cake here in a few days with The Great Outdoors?
Dude, I am looking forward to the parallels between our friendship, our relationship, yeah, and the conundrum between Illinois and Indiana, my state, your state, all of the Midwest, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas. This movie was made for everybody in those outside of California, outside of New York, outside of Florida states, and I'm looking forward to I just went on an Indiana Lake retreat, so I'm like super stoked to see, like,
that's awesome.
It all adds up. It all is it's still relevant with the fishing and the boating and the jet skis and the motor boating and the yeah.
I also just went on went on a bachelor party trip to Missouri on the lake for 3 days. It was very similar to some of this stuff as far as our boating and all the fun that we had out there. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to literally everything. I can't wait to review this movie. And if you guys are like the podcast and you want to keep hearing more, make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, and YouTube. You can follow JD's blog over at backintimepod.com. You can follow us at backintimepod on Twitter, Instagram. We've got a Facebook. And then I'm at kautry29. JD's at unjustjustin. But it's time to get out of here. It's time to get back into our nice speedboat. JD will pull me about 100 miles an hour across the lake. I'll go flying and ski on one leg, and we'll be back in a couple days as I'm picking thorns out of my ass. You guys have a good rest of the day. See ya.
Bye.